I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, a review spinning gold, a biopic about Neil Bogart, the founder of Casablanca Records, which took on legendary names like Kiss and Donna Summer. But the movie is more of the same, with conflicts about its money problems as well as other formulas. Jeremy Jordan stars as Neil Bogart, who was born Neil Bogatz but changed his last name because he loves Humphrey Bogart. Who doesn't? There are also relationship problems with Michelle Monaghan as his first wife and Lindsay Fonseca as the manager of Kiss, and you also have real musicians playing legends like Wiz Khalifa as George Clinton and Tyler Marks as Donna Summer, as well as cover versions of classic R&B and rock songs. Neil Bogart died at the age of 39, and there's a scene at the end when the movie character informs the audience on that, but not even the real Neil's son, Timothy Scott Bogart, could honor his late father with his writing and direction. More on the high spirits and less on the arguing and complications would have made Spinning Gold a fun ride. It's in the same analogy of a broken record which keeps playing the same part of the song over and over and over again. It's not as commercially spoiled as the Queen biopic Bohemian Rhapsody, but it's too long and self-pleasing for my taste, 2 stars. If you like this review and my upcoming reviews, please follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.